I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Remember when military leaders were heroes? General Dwight David Eisenhower later became a president. Storman Norman Schwarzkopf had his moment of hero worship after Operation Desert Storm in Iraq. So did Colin Powell before becoming Secretary of State. Well, in Egypt right now, it's General Abdel Fattah el-Sisi who seems to be riding a wave of popularity, at least among some Egyptians. Here to tell us what's going on is Borzu Daragahi. He's with the Financial Times, based in Cairo, and a frequent contributor to The World. So for all intents and purposes, Borzu, General Sisi is the leader of Egypt following the ouster he engineered of democratically elected Mohamed Morsi. How do you rise up to the level of star so suddenly?
Well, I think that he emerged at a time when people were very desperate for some kind of leadership. Many people were very upset. I would say, a kind of overwhelming majority of Egyptians, although that's not scientifically provable, were upset with the presidency of Mohamed Morsi. And he came out, he was very decisive. He tapped into long-standing aspects of Egyptian culture. Go back to the days of Gamal Abdel Nasser, who was also a military man. And, people just were looking for a hero, and he was there at the right time in the right place. He said the right things, and he was tough-minded in a way a certain type of Egyptian really likes.
Right, and the admiration of General Sisi, it's not hyperbole. What are the symptoms that you've seen of Sisi fever?
Well, you have, for example, a chocolatier in downtown Cairo that sells chocolates with Sisi's face on it. You have people who put up portraits of Sisi on their taxi cabs and in front of their homes. I saw a video clip someone showed me of a sexy Egyptian woman wearing a bikini and dancing rather provocatively as she held up a poster of Sisi. You have people even naming their children Sisi in an attempt to sort of honor him and tap into his seeming glamour.
And tomorrow is General Sisi's birthday, I gather. Does that mean today Sisi fever is really over the top?
Yeah, you get that sense a little bit. I have a feeling that it might be dying down a little bit, that the glow and affection for him might be sort of dissipating in the light of day, so to speak. But in fact, yes, tomorrow is his birthday. It's also the day, the two-year anniversary of the day that police, under the authority of the military, opened fire on mostly peaceful protesters on Mohammed Mahmoud Street in downtown Cairo. And there's an attempt to commemorate that day as well. I would also like to say something. I think there's a certain artificiality to the Sisi fervor. Mm. In Egypt, you have these private channels, these private television channels that are highly influential, owned by big business people who have very strong ties to the deposed regime of Hosni Mubarak, who have really strong interests in not having the status quo upended and their business pursuits exposed to the light of day. And they are playing a key instrumental role in whipping up support for Sisi. Perhaps people in Egypt are not as media savvy and sophisticated as people in the West. And, when they see someone they kind of like on television speaking glowingly about Sisi, they may just buy into that uncritically.
Borzu, put this whole kind of Sisi love or whether he's losing his luster into the context of what's been going on lately in Egypt. I mean, politically, what's going on and how is the Sisi love kind of playing against that?
Well, you have a sort of period of uncertainty with this interim government that was essentially named directly or indirectly by Sisi. And they're trying to draw up a new constitution. We get drips and drabs about what's going on in the process of drawing up this constitution. We hear, for example, that the military is sort of pressuring the people who are drawing up this constitution to give them rather extraordinary privileges and immunity from certain types of prosecution and so on, as well as certain powers, for example, to bring civilians before military courts. And so one of the things that this Sisi mania is contributing to is actually cementing certain anti-democratic tendencies that are emerging in this transitional period before you have elections.
Borzu, on another note, apparently in Tahrir Square, there's a monument that's being built. I'm kind of scratching my head, though, as to who or what it commemorates. Why is it being built, and how do Egyptians feel about it?
For now, it's just the base of a monument. Many see this as an attempt by those who committed crimes against the Egyptian people to co-opt the memory and legacy of Tahrir Square, and they view this rather cynically and skeptically.
Borzu Daragahi, correspondent with the Financial Times in Cairo. Thanks a lot, Borzu. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.